Welcome to the Ayurveda Glow podcast. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Katrina, an Ayurvedic health counselor and former web developer turned full-time holistic wellness and plant-based nutrition advocate based in Santa Monica, California. This podcast is focused on how we can optimize our health and our lives holistically, glow from the inside out, and experience our full potential. I'll be sharing with you what I'm learning in the areas of plant-based nutrition, meditation, exercise, sleep, emotions, and holistic mind-body approaches to optimal health. I aim to explore each of these areas through the lens of Ayurveda. So if you're new to Ayurveda and wondering what it's all about, this episode is for you. Let's dive in. Okay, so what is Ayurveda? Ayurveda is one of the oldest holistic medical systems in the world, originating in India over 5,000 years ago. So for thousands of years, Ayurveda has acted as a preventative medicine, offering a body of wisdom designed to help us stay healthy so that we may realize our full human potential. The word Ayurveda is derived from the Sanskrit words ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. Ayurveda, therefore, is a science of life. A fun fact to know also is that Ayurveda is known as the sister science of yoga. Yes, both yoga and Ayurveda share the same foundation, both having come from the Vedas, the oldest books in the world. Now, in the West, we often think of yoga as a practice designed to support the body and physical well-being. But as I learned years ago during my yoga teacher training, the purpose and aim of yoga, which means union in Sanskrit, is oneness. Yoga was created to help us access our higher self, our divine nature, and cultivate higher consciousness. Meanwhile, the science of Ayurveda was developed for healing purposes with the aim to keep the physical body healthy so that we can pursue our dreams, our spirituality, and experience our full potential. After all, we know that when we're sick, lacking energy, or feeling unwell, it's challenging to focus on anything else than simply getting better. Now, a question that often comes up is, how is Ayurveda different from modern Western medicine? This is such a great question. The main difference is that the Western medicine approach is to focus on treating the disease instead of the whole person, and Western medicine also tends to treat the symptoms of a condition instead of the root cause. Western medicine is focused on alleviating the symptoms so that we can feel better as soon as possible. Ayurveda, on the other hand, considers the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, and aims to address the root cause of the disease or imbalance. In addition, Ayurveda recognizes that, number one, there's a mind-body connection, the idea that the mind and body are connected, and that one of the most powerful ways to transform the body is through the power of the conscious mind. Number two, Ayurveda recognizes that we are each unique. Therefore, every individual is unique and there is no diet or lifestyle routine that works for everyone. Also, in Ayurveda, prevention is key. Ayurveda teaches to prevent the disease, not just later treat the symptoms. Ayurveda teaches to fix the root cause of the condition. And finally, the other thing that really stands out in Ayurveda is that Ayurveda recognizes that we are connected to nature. We're a part of nature. Therefore, we thrive when we align with the rhythms of nature. So this understanding, the understanding that we are all unique in body, personality, lifestyle, environment, and other factors, this is one of the things I appreciate most about Ayurveda. There's no one-size-fits-all diet or one healing treatment in Ayurveda. Instead, Ayurveda promotes personalized treatment based on the unique constitution of each individual and the unique nature of the illness. So treatment plans in Ayurveda are tailored to each person so that balance can be restored. Also, when it comes to treatment, another difference between modern Western medicine and Ayurveda is that Western medicine often relies on surgery or prescription medication. Treatments in Ayurveda, on the other hand, focus on restoring balance by engaging all five senses naturally. So an Ayurvedic treatment approach may include things like diet and herbalism, aromatherapy, color therapy, sound therapy, and touch therapy. Different therapies that will engage each of our different senses. So among the most powerful tools used to restore mind-body balance in Ayurveda are things like meditation, yoga, nutrition, movement and daily exercise, abundant restful sleep, herbal medicine, color therapy, and oils. Oils for internal and external use. Things like essential oils, massage, healthy cooking oils, and things like that. So how do you know when to embrace Western medicine and when to embrace Ayurveda? This is another great question. And the good news is that we can tap into both Western medicine and Ayurveda depending on each situation. There's a place for both, and for this, I am so grateful. So Western medicine is ideal when there's an emergency or a life-threatening crisis. In these cases, modern medicine can truly save your life. Ayurveda, on the other hand, is best practice as daily preventative medicine. With Ayurveda, we're empowered to take wellness into our own hands through choices we can control, like diet, lifestyle, exercise, and even our thoughts. So this is a brief overview of Ayurveda and the difference between Ayurveda and Western medicine. I'm so excited to share more in future episodes. For now, I'll sign off with these inspiring words from humanitarian and Ayurvedic pioneer Maya Tiwari, who wrote, quote, "Ayurveda is not just about nutrition or herbology. It has a unique tool for diagnosis. Diagnosis of an understanding that the human constitution is different from person to person. Each one has a unique metabolic system," unquote. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. To get the next episodes, please subscribe. And if you find this podcast helpful, please share with anyone you think may benefit. Also, if you'd like to support this podcast, please rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I'll drop the link down below. Your rating and review will help more people to find this podcast. So thank you so much for your support. Together, we can spread the message of holistic healing and co-create a healthier, happier world. I'd also love to connect with you on Instagram, and you can find me there at Katrina Hepler. If you have any topics you'd like me to cover on a future episode, please simply use the hashtag #TheAyurvedaGlow. And if you'd like to learn more about my programs and upcoming workshops, please visit my website at katrinah.com. I'll be sure to drop links in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you so much. Wishing you a beautiful day.